Get in on the conversation now. Text the show at 960-960. Boomer in the morning. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Good morning, good sporting. It's Boomer reporting. Friday morning, 6:01. It is Boomer Warner in the morning for the final time this spring. I know many people emotional today, knowing that Rhett Warner will make his last half-hearted appearance on this broadcast. And they're going to have to wait until, I guess, September, until he half-asses it again on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. It's a long time to wait for a subpar to average effort.
Oh, certainly the effort level, very low.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, you'll get a good story about him streaking a chartered plane on a runway. So
yeah,
I think overall it's pretty worth it.
Homework, preparation, not so much. Poop stories.
Oh, tons of them.
There's a lot of them. So, I mean, who am I to judge? I'd almost rather the poop stories than any kind of analysis.
That's probably why he's employed. Poop stories, really.
Yeah. So how are you?
I'm good.
Here, use a coaster, you uncouth.
Yeah,
they're there for a reason.
One of those. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Mark up the furniture.
Yeah,
they're looking at
coffee
us.
Coffee ring on the wooden table, you
right
dummy.
Now.
It's light out.
Yeah.
I had sunglasses on commuting today. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's bright.
I'm not just trying to be cool. This is it's actually very bright. The sun is now. There you are. Look at that.
I can see it.
It's unbelievable. Nature.
Yeah.
The ball of fire in
That's
the
right.
solar system. Very exciting.
You may not know this, but the sun is there every day.
Not at this time is what really I find.
Oh, is that what you're saying? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because normally it's dark and miserable, and if I'm driving in to like a live show, I hear you.
Ripping you.
Basically.
Yeah.
And it's dark. But now, this morning, very different. I was driving in and you were ripping me and it was light. So I'm just trying to make sense of all this.
So in conclusion, dark at night, light
right.
in the morning.
But lighter today.
There you go.
Than in the winter. All right.
We're at the, it's third man cave?
Yeah.
Third man cave
the first
show.
One, way.
Yeah,
Helen gone.
Out somewhere.
And then we were down south by your pad.
Yeah, and now here, in a very lovely neighborhood,
yeah.
And Rachel made cinnamon buns.
I saw that. Yeah.
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 That's how that goes.
Whew,
I didn't know if you guys were bringing breakfast or not, so I made some cinnamon buns. I hope that's okay.
And I hope for Nicholas' sake, this is precedent-setting stuff.
Well, and that's why I said
very exciting.
I'm sure this is an everyday occurrence. Get up at about 5:30, fresh cinnamon buns sitting in the kitchen.
Maybe she's one of our three female listeners.
Mm.
Yeah, probably just a regular
thing. She seems pretty classy, actually.
Yeah, that's true. She's not into poop stories,
I guess. did you watch, did you get a chance to sit down and watch game 3, Ducks Hawks?
Yeah, I didn't see all of it, but I saw what we've seen a lot of the series.
I always feel sheepish when we do that.
Yeah.
We're sports guys. All they ask is, hey, could you watch the sports and then have some sort of an opinion on them?
Yeah,
hey,
I have lots of opinions.
Did you watch the game? Nah, I watched some of it.
Yeah, I watched a game. I had the, we're going to meet up with Jimmy and Lisa for dinner at XYZ. And I'm like, oh dear. Yeah, playoffs. That's perfect.
Now, is that your girlfriend? Or?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Now, the accent's a little off, but you get the point. And then, of course, we're in the lounge. Which is great because I've got the TV in the background and I can just nod and pretend I'm listening to people, which it seems to be, pretty successful. But then they're like, why don't we get seated out on the patio? And I'm like, oh, this is a horrible idea. Now I've completely lost all information and connection to the game. And then about 20 minutes later, I get ridiculed for glancing at my phone below the table. So I might be on probation for a while here.
You should just put it up, like get the game center live.
Oh, that's not,
get it going, and just put it right on. Lean it against the old napkin dispenser.
Just
I'm guessing
it.
That's kind of the places you go, you know.
Yeah, that's it was a diner, right?
Put that away. Oh, what is that? Are you okay? No, I was scoring chance. Oh, I thought you were because we were talking about modern art. We thought maybe you were very engaged. No, it was, Corey Perry.
Yeah, he's... That knee is actually a lot better than we last saw in this Calgary series, Perry. Yeah.
I feel like we could be watching LA Kings 2.0.
Totally.
Yep. When and I guess what I, and obviously you pick up on that, but I just feel like when the Kings en route to their Stanley Cup championships, it felt like along the way, sometimes they were challenged, but never really faced strong adversity, never had to really dig in and scrape and claw and look in the mirror and say, we got to be better.
Well, especially that first year. They just ran the table.
Steamrolled their way to a Stanley Cup win. And man, I almost wonder if we're seeing that with the Ducks here, because now they're two wins away from a cup final. And the way they have played now, I hope it would be a good final against whichever of those two, the Rangers or Lightning, comes out. But they look kind of unstoppable right now.
And the reason they are who they are is because they've had to run up against the Kings every bloody spring. With a new playoff format, if you're a general manager in the Pacific Division, you have to look at who's on top and say, how in the world are we going to beat them? Because if we can't do that, we're never getting through the second round. Now, this year, it just so happens the Kings fall off. Whether that's temporary or not, we'll find out. But you can see they're built with, okay, we need to be big, we also need to be skilled, and we need to be immensely deep. And that's the three things I would, the three words I'd use to, immensely deep being one word, of course.
Yeah.
But you can see what I mean. They play like the Kings. They're not playing like the Hawks. They've got skill, but they are big. They are deep. Depth down the middle. The blue line is young and mobile. I mean, this is a... Whew. I've been impressed. Ever since the beginning of the Calgary season series, I really thought, okay, this is probably the best team in hockey.
Yeah.
We didn't give them enough credit for... Remember when Winnipeg got swept?
Yeah, you
haven't forgot that. We were just like, wow, the Jets didn't show a lot. Boy, that was disappointing by the Jets. The more time passes, the more it's like... It's probably the Ducks, not anything the Jets did wrong.
So, yeah, they did have three leads going into the third. That's about as strong as anybody's done against them.
It's as tough as anyone's played the Ducks.
Because you look at the two losses they've had, the Flames needed, like, a miraculous set of circumstances to take place.
Game three.
To win that game.
Yep.
And they needed triple overtime to lose to the Hawks.
Yeah, with posts ringing.
You know what I mean?
Like it was a Christmas carol.
A couple of literally a few inches away from being unbeaten this entire postseason.
Yeah.
Because they could be up 3-0 right now.
And I don't think we've seen the Hawks like this. When have we really seen the Hawks outskilled and, you know, the shallower of two clubs and being pushed around? I mean, we saw a little, like, the Kings-Hawks last year was unbelievable, but this is a different level. To me, I just don't know how they win. Now, they have to win again in Anaheim now. That's what last night means. You can win all the remaining games in Chicago, and you're still going to have to win in Anaheim. That night where you needed, you know, the extra hour of hockey and a horseshoe to get past them.
The fan feedback line is open, 960-960 on your mobile phone. We have it here. Boom, Kings were down 3-0 to the Sharks last year. I guess what I'm saying is the first time they won that cup, as you referenced, the first run through. There was no stopping them. Jonathan Quick was out of his mind, and they were just so deep. Richards was still an impact player at that point. You had Stoll, Richards, Kopitar down the middle.
Dustin Brown hadn't fallen off.
Yeah.
He and Richards are probably the biggest losses they've had. I mean, in the sense that they just aren't even the same players as that first cup run.
Yeah.
Then you lose Voinov this year, and you can see why. In a pretty weak division, they couldn't even get in.
So that is the story in the West. We'll continue. We'll talk a little bit more about that as well. The why are the Hawks having a hard time? Well, maybe one of the things we told you to watch is actually coming true. As well, the East, they get back going tonight. How big is the mountain for the New York Rangers, and what's going through the mind of Henrik Lundqvist? He has to feel like, even though it's maybe not the case, he has to feel like he's responsible for what's happened in the last couple of games, allowing 6 goals in each. He knows that unless he is significantly better, his team is not going anywhere. They're not going to get back to a Stanley Cup final, let alone win it. So we'll talk about that and many other things this morning. Right now it is 6, I'm going to call it 6:10, which means...
Time for the 6:10 break.
Break time. Sportsnet 960, the fan.
Sportsnet 960 mornings with Boomer in the Morning on Sportsnet 960, the fan. Streaming live at sportsnet.ca/960.
Hello, Calgary, 6:15. Good morning, Friday morning. It is Boomer and Warner in the morning. I have received communication from Rhett Warner. He's awake, he's alive, and he's on his way.
It's his last show. This is school's out for summer.
Ordinarily, today. I mean, ordinarily, the text when it comes through is the, so where are we again?
Where is this place?
Where are we going?
What is it?
Now, I may still get that text. But he was just inquiring about the coffee situation.
Yeah, I was thinking about
and
that.
And I assured him that there was going to be coffee here. So he need what not spend his hard-earned money.
What is it?
What is it? GTA?
Where's GTA?
So he's coming. Yeah, it's going to be hard.
Boy, that was a nice warm, fuzzy start we got off to, wasn't it?
It really was. Did it get any warmer?
So how do these... degrees work, these diploma things.
That's our boy.
He's very wise in his ways. I'll be curious because, I mean, he's, if not biased, he's a fan of Mike Babcock.
Oh, he knows him well. It's his buddy.
Yeah, I mean, they have a relationship.
I'm going to be an assistant in Detroit next year.
Well, maybe he can be an assistant in Toronto.
Ooh, he doesn't like that.
After all the years of ripping the Leafs and talking about the GTA,
what is it?
Maybe Warner will be moving to Toronto to be one of Mike Babcock's assistants.
What is it?
I don't know.
Trying to figure out what was the best thing for Mike Babcock and his family and for the next 10 years.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Did you catch that yesterday? Because it honestly sounded like someone turned up the volume and put a bell on it. Mike Babcock in the third person. Can we hear that again, Jay?
Trying to figure out what was the best thing for Mike Babcock and his family and for the next 10 years.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that noticed this? I immediately started tweeting things. No one got back at me.
You know what? Here again, real good sports guy. I had to turn it off.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it anymore.
Much.
It's just Ken Campbell. Now, keep in mind, there's going to be pain coming. If you don't think there's going to be pain, you're wrong. There's going to be some dark days here. Excuse me, Mike. It's Ken Campbell from the Hockey News. Are there going to be some dark days coming?
Yeah, Kenny. Mike Babcock knows there's pain, but Mike Babcock isn't afraid of pain. Mike Babcock walks towards fear.
Players are going to have to learn how to play from Mike Babcock. Otherwise, Mike Babcock's not going to be happy.
Mike Babcock's making a lot of money.
We need to work on our Mike Babcock.
We do, but that said, I was astonished.
Mike Babcock.
He's third-personing himself. Mike Babcock.
Mike Babcock.
Who are we doing? Like, what are we close to? It feels
Mike
like
Babcock.
It's kind of almost like a De Niro. You looking to me?
It's, you know what it is? It's the Da Bears
skit. You talking to me? No, I think the Bears, it's, well... Either way, what we're not doing is Mike Babcock.
Right.
Mike Babcock.
Yeah.
Mike Babcock.
It's just, it's the biggest day of your life, and you're third-personing the stuff.
Yeah.
And I think he's a heck of a coach, and people that work with him really like him. But there's no doubt that he's not the most humble guy on earth. And that's okay, I guess.
A week ago, I was like, is he really? Because you hear he's got an attitude or
an
he's
ego.
Very cocky and ego. I don't know if I see that. I am the worst judge of character, apparently, ever in sports.
Mike Babcock.
This Lawrence Phillips has cleaned up his act. He's going to be great for the Stavs.
Yo, Adrian. Mike Babcock.
That's close.
Taking on Apollo Creed.
We'll be back.
Mike Babcock.
Continuing live. Mike Babcock and the Ducks defeated Mike Babcock's Hawks last night 2-1.
See the Ducks and Hawks?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how that worked.
And that was after Mike Babcock got back from the World Championships. Another Mike Babcock gold.
Mike Babcock.
Trademarked.
They were so inspired by Mike Babcock.
Babcock.
Mike Babcock.
Did you know that right now between the World Juniors World Championship and the Olympic gold, this is the first time that all three have been held by Mike Babcock's
Babcock. Mike Babcock. We've got to return Mike Babcock to Canada for this this new time in Mike Babcock's career.
Babcock.
Let's get the Leafs back on the map.
Hey, Mike, you were in Lethbridge not that long ago. Settle down.
Red Deer.
Just chill out. 6:20. Good morning. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer in the morning. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Ah, yes. The magic of live radio. Just never know where we might pop up. Are we in studio? Are we at the dome?
Maybe you're at a car dealer.
Or are we at somebody's house whom you've never heard of in your life?
That's the one.
Yeah, that's where we are.
Yeah, we're there.
So let's give away the TV and the chairs and make them pay for them. No, that won't be any good. That's because that's really not a prize.
No, that's
okay. Well, let's give them nothing. Well, that's not much of a prize either. Well, we'll give them the chair and the TV, and then we'll do a show from their house. None of these are very good ideas, but that's better than the previous two. Let's just do that one. So the owner of the house is going to have to let Telesin or whoever does the broadcast puts in the wires for the broadcast loop to take. Yeah, they're gonna have to.
And Jeff, who's just a little too polite and happy, he's gonna knock on your door at 4:30 with a smile. Hi there, here to set up the equipment 8 times.
Yeah, you've never met him before. There'll be some guys coming to do a show. Oh well, are we inviting people over? No. Are we selling anything? Absolutely not. Why are we doing it? Not sure.
Just ruining a Friday.
So that's what we're doing.
Yeah, we're here.
And good to have everybody along this morning.
Boys, it's been fun.
6:28. The Rangers and Lightning, 6 o'clock tonight. I got to give some love to the Roughnecks, man.
Ooh.
I can't wait to hear the number of the attendance that's going to be at the Dome tomorrow night. Now, I know it's nice outside.
This is perfect.
I've not looked at the forecast, but it's not a long weekend, and it's been a while since there's been a sporting event
at the Dome.
At the Dome and in the city and all of this. Like 15? 16?
We were talking to McBride after they beat Colorado, and he was like, we're really wound up about getting another home day. We're excited about it, but, you know, first things first, we got to go to Edmonton play game one, and win or lose, you know you're coming back to Calgary, so we've got a home game. I was like, I know you want to keep your eyes on Edmonton, but how many people are going to show up to this game if you had like 14,000 like down the stretch in the regular season when you were just trying to claw into the final playoff spot? He said, we could probably get more than 15.
I wonder who I could contact this morning for a ticket update. Some time for your Roughnecks ticket sold update number.
You're going to have to work on that a little.
We'd word it, differently. But I think it's going to be if you've never been, and in fact, I was talking to guys at the rink the other night. They were, so is it just, again, admittedly, it's maybe not front of mind. So is it playoffs? Yeah, it's the must-win playoff game Saturday at the Dome. It's unbelievable if you've never gone. The atmosphere is great. The kids love it. The music is pumping. It's physical. It's high scoring.
High kicking
and high scoring, but I love it. It's dollar for dollar, and just regardless, it's one of the most entertaining nights you're gonna have. It's great stuff.
Are you taking one of your boys?
No,
you're not going.
No.
Jeez, this is one of the rare few events that you actually.
I know.
To go out and be seen in public.
I would love to go, but I don't know that I can pull it off.
I know what's going on.
It's a busy weekend.
I don't know if I want to blow you up here, but I know exactly what's going on.
I have baseball team photos, and I've got hockey games, and we've got the day at the park. It's a big thing for baseball.
Isn't there a car thing?
Yeah, maybe. It may or may not work out at this point. But, again, get to the Dome tomorrow night. The scenario being they lost Game 1 last weekend in Edmonton to the Rush. Game 2 tomorrow, obviously. If they win that game, all of a sudden we're tied at a game apiece. They will then play a mini game.
10 minutes.
10 minutes, winner take all. If they lose the first game, then obviously they've been swept 2-0.
Yeah.
But they're going to win that first game. They're going to go to a mini game, and the mini game's unbelievable.
And it's interesting. It's basically overtime for game two with the whether you beat them 13-0 or edged it out by one goal,
yeah,
if it happens. And any sort of penalties will carry over. Anyone that's been kicked out of the game for using illegal shooting strings or whatever, some sort of violation would be. I don't know.
Yeah, that's there's a lot of that. If they could get that out of the game,
all that will carry over
so much better
into the mini game. And yeah, it's an unbelievable season in this series. Almost, you know, of course they're going to go and lose the first one in Edmonton because, of course, you know, this group likes to do things the more difficult way, a little more drama. Well, we'll pull it out of the fire in the last moment.
So
just
are
like
you
the regular season?
You'll be there.
I'm out of town. Me gone.
Where are you going?
Toronto.
Oh, what are you doing there?
Well, it's the Blue Jays and the Mariners on the weekend, so, you know, you can't miss that.
Seems like a long way to go to watch the Mariners.
Well, they rarely tell
right
us.
In the universe of the world, Toronto, Ontario.
Yeah.
That's where, yeah.
Don't get any Babcock on you.
You're nuts.
Whoa.
Be very careful.
I think
Mike Babcock and his family.
That you don't get Mike Babcock.
Mike Babcock and his family.
Mike
Be
Babcock.
Be very, very careful.
You taking your kids to SeaWorld? Have you done the SeaWorld thing ever?
No, I don't take my kids anywhere.
Right. Called that. Basically, there's like the first three rows. It's like, oh, excuse me, sir. This is the wet splash zone.
The splash zone?
The first three rows will get wet. I felt like that was kind of a bit of the press conference in Toronto yesterday.
Yeah. They were wet, all right.
A lot of excitement. There was cheering.
There was panting.
Yes.
Clapping.
Babcock.
Laughing.
Babcock.
Yeah. He put on a show. They should have charged
Mike
admission.
Babcock.
They might have.
And I like the one point where he says, you know, the media here, they're fans. You know,
I think they're fans here. They want to see you win.
They want to see you win. Is that right? You think there's allegiances and fan base
Steve
within
Simmons
the media in Toronto?
He doesn't carry any knives.
I think Mike Babcock hit it right.
Mike Babcock
hit the nail right in the head. Mike Babcock's
Mike
a good
Babcock.
Character and. Did you ever refer to yourself in the third person? I mean, Rhett Warner's got to look out for Rhett Warner.
You know, in the third period, Rhett Warner just
very
had
few.
To keep it simple. Rhett Warner just had to put it off the glass and out.
You know, this series is going to be up to the Robin Regeers, the Denny Gauthier's, the Rhett Warners. Did you ever pull one of those out?
I don't see you as a third person guy.
I don't see you. I hope, because you know what? I'm going to have to bite your nose if that's the case.
Oh, wow, that's aggressive.
Third person, is there anything more...
No, you don't love third person. You're just being nice because he's your buddy, and you want him to take you on a fishing trip.
I love third person. You just want to.
Oh, he's an ass kisser right now.
You want to be an assistant coach.
Oh,
you're keeping your hands
I'm
clean.
I'm going to Toronto.
Have you started looking at real estate in Toronto to see what? How does it compare to Calgary? I know you just renovated. It's a little more.
Yeah, quite a bit.
That's going to be hard, right? To leave that house. You just kind of went. Oh, you could. I'll keep.
Oh. Mike Babcock. Maybe you could move into Babcock's basement.
Yeah.
He's got some
Mike dough. Babcock.
Rangers Lightning tonight, 6 o'clock. We're going to have it for you here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. This... Brian Regan, comedian. He has a bit about this. Is this so tonight for the Rangers? No, anybody I talk like, I'm going to have...
It's going to be Mike Babcock.
Mike Babcock.
Babcock.
The Rangers and Lightning, I was going to say, this feels like a must-win for the Rangers. And his bit is, well, it's math. Would you say tonight's a must-win game? No. No, we can lose it.
Yeah.
It's 2-1. We can lose this one.
It's not a best of five, so no.
And then we can actually lose the next one, too. After that, though, we can't lose anymore. But it does kind of a 3-1 series lead with how Tampa has played, at least how they've scored. On one hand, it's Henrik Lundqvist. And if there's a guy who could probably get his game in order and put a team on his back, it would be him. But based on what we've seen over the last six periods, he's not in that type of form right now.
12 goals in the last two games. That's not the guy we know at all, period. And do you see Tampa slowing down? Because it's not like Lundqvist has been a sieve. It's a credit to what Tampa can do offensively. And yet here we are talking about the doom and gloom. They win this thing, they're going home for game five tied.
Yeah.
There's certainly worse spots to be.
Yeah, it's a huge one, obviously. Whether you're going 2-2 or 3-1 is always monumental. And the thing with the Lightning, like your question, are they slowing down? They seem to be only getting better. That line of Palat, Johnson, and Kucherov.
Call them the triplets line.
Don't get why you call them. Do they look alike? Here's a tip. Every forward line in the league, there's three guys on it. They're not the only line that has three guys.
Hot take!
Like, what are we... Oh, there's three of them that call them the triplets. Yeah. Along with every other line on every... is there somewhere... Oh, we're playing 3D, two forwards.
No,
three guys hanging back, two guys... No, it's three forwards, 2D, generally how they roll the lines.
It's like if Babcock is,
you know what that
hires,
is?
Hires Rhett, yeah. And it's like time to kill a penalty. Like, hey, get the Twins out there, Retro. It's penalty kill. Put out the Twins.
Is he in Vancouver?
No. Two forwards.
I see. What? No, the defenseman. Gotcha. Yeah. Anyway, that line has been terrific for them. But now Killorn is heating up. Stamkos is getting better.
Oh, top five in league scoring.
They've not really gotten anything offensively out of Callahan. And maybe you don't. But still, he's a guy that has scored and can score. I don't know, man.
They look like a cup contender.
We've talked
they?
About it the last couple of days. Is this the next hot young team with the high octane offense? The next, if you will, Chicago of the league. It's sure looking that way. And you know what? Somebody actually hit us on the fan feedback line. We were talking about how everybody on that team is really young and they're all really in their early 20s. Jonathan Drouin is somewhere in that mix too.
Yeah.
A very high draft pick from 2 years ago.
Third overall.
Yeah.
It's a great point. You have not even incorporated him fully yet. And I don't know if that's an indictment on where he's at in his development or just a nod to how deep they are, how good they've been. Does he fit there? Is that a trade chip in the offseason? Either way, it's an asset. And the core is so young. They also got that Vasilevsky who's starting to take some starts away late in the season. He's 20 years old. I don't know if there's many 20-year-olds that are stealing starts from a guy like Ben Bishop down the stretch. So
Bishop
Nelson.
Tell you what, it's not a bad day out there.
Bishop Nelson, nice to see you. $1.25, Bishop.
Expected to be the starter tonight. It's the Lightning host the Rangers in Game 4, 6 o'clock. And we've got it for you along with every game through the conference and then Stanley Cup Final. 6:39, Warner coming in. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Follow the show on Twitter at Boomer and Rhett. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Could have wanted to know how much we like each other. Is this not the perfect picture?
This is it.
It's a perfect triangle, as far apart as the cords will let us go.
We are literally as far apart as we technically can be
to do a show
at Nicholas's house.
Yeah.
Well, Retro doesn't like to get too close.
He just third person.
Yeah, he did.
Mike Babcock.
And you know what? He nicknamed himself in the third person.
That's the worst.
Mike Babcock.
You know, Babs and his family.
Turn my cans down. Thanks, buddy.
Mike Babcock and his family.
You know, I was going to try and get Mike Babcock,
Babcock
on the show. I got a feeling that it could come up.
You think we just
a very serious Mike Babcock
conversation. So when Mike Babcock is looking for the best circumstance and situation.
How good is that?
Mike Babcock needs to take a lot into account.
So what did Mike Babcock think?
Mike Babcock.
Mike Babcock.
Third person. So bad.
Mike Babcock and his family.
It's the best if he wasn't being serious.
Mike Babcock and his family.
Right? Like, if he's going home last night and calling all of his buddies and just roaring, did you hear me?
Did you see what I said?
That is so awesome.
That didn't happen, though.
No.
No, that's... that. Sure, but here's the thing, too. And I don't know if it's... I don't know that it's ever really acceptable, but he's a coach. He's... third-person coach shots. Sots used to be good for that. Brent was pretty, you know, for Brent Sutter when he was leaving New Jersey there.
I don't remember.
Left New Jersey, had a year left in his deal, and then joined the Flames as the coach. Oh, Brent Sutter's got to look after Brent Sutter.
Mike Babcock.
Mike Keenan. Mike Keenan was, he was good at it, too.
Really?
You know, Mike Keenan's got a... Got to put Mike Keenan first.
Well, he never had trouble with that.
No. Is that, like, is this all coaches? Is that what you need to be?
I think you have to have a fair level of... You can't be strutting around a room of arrogant athletes.
Right.
You don't have a certain level of confidence.
Hi, I'm Mike Keenan. Some call me Iron Mike. I'm pleased to be here as your new coach. Look for me this week on YouTube. Very interesting interview.
Yeah. Let's hear from me.
Can't wait.
Hi, I'm Mike Keenan.
Mike Keenan.
Some call me Iron Mike.
Look for me on YouTube.
Look for me this week on YouTube.
Oh, it's lucky we're so perfect.
Yeah, I know.
Very interesting.
Where do you want to go?
No.
Babcock. We have to talk about something.
I have a stat that's going to horrify and amaze you both.
Do it.
Further to Boomer's point. Guess what the youngest team in the NHL is?
Tampa Bay Lightning.
Isn't that crazy? The youngest team in the league.
Well, what did we say yesterday?
It's kids game?
Two guys over...
31.
It's a fast game. Two guys over 30 on the entire team.
Who were they? Filppula and...
Morrow.
And Morrow, who's the old man.
Who's not even...
No, he's hardly a factor.
Yeah.
Bit part.
Young.
Very young.
Igor Larionov.
Not young.
Do the math in your head. Figure out how he plays into it.
Igor Larionov.
I got one. Their roster, they're doing things that other teams don't want to do. They're not afraid of drafting a Rusky. A lot of teams have been for the last 10 years.
Who's buddies with old Stevie?
That's right.
Who has about as much influence in the game of hockey in Russia as... Mr. Larionov? No one. He's a god over there.
Where's Pavel Bure in that mix?
Not even close.
No?
He's very well respected, but he doesn't have...
Or is he connected?
Both.
Yeah.
He's setting up Putin for backdoor tap-ins in men's rec league. That's Bure's
job.
Let's
not talk about that.
I don't want to talk about... Don't talk about Pavel Bure.
No.
Backdoor tap-ins.
What size are your feet? Concrete shoes. There's some mob ties there, but
that's Russia.
Let's talk later.
Is there some guy over in Novosibirsk with his got an earpiece in, listening to Sportsnet 960 The Fan?
No,
that retro, we make him pay.
Wait, it's been 8 years, but they're finally talking about Pavel.
Nothing better to do.
But I mean, there has been. A long period, and I don't know if we're past it just yet, but the KHL, the Russian influence, at least at the draft, I don't know if it's trade or free agency, but there has been a hesitancy for sure at the draft to take those guys.
Well, and that's going to dwindle quickly, isn't it?
Well, I think you have to have the right environment for them, right? Like, if you think you're Edmonton, you can draft all these top Russian kids, they're going to show up.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
If you're Tampa, there's an allure there, right?
Yeah.
If you're Winnipeg, you can't necessarily go out and take the...
Just like Mike Babcock, money talks, so. And the money ain't going to be in that cage, Alfred.
They'll still be the traditionally strong 8 to 12
but
teams,
not...
but they were up to almost 30. That's too many.
And one guy on every team making all the dough?
Russian guys get paid pretty well there. That's the other problem, too. If you want to really...
Why do you love the KHL?
Oh, best stories ever.
What is with you and
I'm
the
meeting
KHL?
With a guy today that played there. I just can't get enough.
Yeah?
It's the best ever.
Who are you meeting?
Old Tyler Moss, who used to be Flames net
minded. You love Tyler Moss.
You do. Oh,
I've met
Tyler
up with him for months. So.
That's what I'm saying.
So go for
Tyler, you're the best goalie ever.
No, he wasn't, but he lived...
Let's go to Russia.
That's exactly what it is. Tyler, can we go to Russia together?
Let's go to Russia.
No, it's fascinating, though, because everyone just likes to just say, oh, it's run by the mob, and it's going to be broke next year. Well, half of that's true. It's not going to be broke next year.
But to me, it's not even so much about that. It's the ruble. It's the
ruble's up 50% since January. I was looking at it the other day. Because there's guys that they get paid in that, so they're not going to cash out when it's at an all-time low. So as bad as ruble was 3 months ago,
if you were down 200% prior to that, listen to us. Geopolitical.
Very.
Currency exchange with Rhett Warner.
Now, where did the trades factor into the ruble? Because I know that the Canadian farmer has dealt with declining prices in wheat due to what's happening in Russia. Your thoughts?
West Texas crude is down, and we've also seen a slip in the ruble compared to the euro.
All because of Igor Larionov.
Okay, listen.
West Brent? What is it? Brent? Barrel of Brent?
Listen. Hey, both of you, look at me right now.
Yeah.
We got to get this show on the road here.
It's his last day.
Hey, I threw you guys an absolute...
Rhett Warner did.
...peach, and you dropped
what,
the ball.
What, with Igor Larionov?
Yes.
I picked it up right away.
You said, Igor Larionov, what? He's got a hot daughter? What?
Well, that too.
He does. Whoa, good pull.
She's a smoke show.
Yeesh. That's how you get the kids out of Russia.
Now listen, but hey.
See, we got sidetracked again, just like that.
Okay, look it. We need to do more than this. We're sitting on, you know what it is? It's because we're too comfortable. Again, you're not sitting on your exercise ball.
You left that stupid ball in the studio. It's going to sit there for 6 months.
No, it's not. I'm taking a knife to that thing Monday.
Yes.
Night.
Why?
On air.
What am I going to do with it? What am I going to sit on when I come back?
A chair?
What happens if I don't get that job in Toronto?
You can come back.
What happens if I'm not Mike Babcock's video coach?
And sit in a chair.
I've always loved video, Mike.
Would you be the hype guy? Hey, boys.
Let's go get him.
Let's go, boys. Big third here.
Come on, Noof.
Yeah, that would be good.
Come on,
hey?
Dion.
Be a match made in heaven, that one.
So you're bragging about how great the Lightning are.
Well, Anaheim's young too. I was looking at that, but yeah, this as a turning of the guard sort of thing.
The thing about it,
changing of the guard,
is we go. Remember the Vancouver series? Calgary wins game one. Hey, look out! Hey, game two, Vancouver's really good. Well, at least you got one.
It's a split.
You know, get back to it's like every time. Then they go back game five. Hey, look at the good. It's gonna be great. Vancouver, really good game. Oof. Well. Yeah.
Can't lose game
you
six.
Know, you got a couple chances. Maybe you can squeak one out. We're going to be talking about how good the Lightning are when they've won two in a row and to the tune that they have.
12 goals the last two games. Of course we like them.
But don't those two teams look, and I'm talking Anaheim and the Lightning, like the better team?
Yeah.
Three games in?
Totally.
Chicago won, obviously. New York has won a game, but even in those games, you felt like,
especially the overtime game in Anaheim, post, crossbar post.
It sure looks like Anaheim is fresher. Like Chicago looks tired and beat up.
They're deeper too.
Oh, and I was looking last night because we've talked a little bit about the depth of defense and whether or not we've kind of talked about the Anaheim defense, but whatever. Nicholas Chalmerson played 19 minutes last night, which...
That's pretty low.
28.04 for Duncan Keith, 28.56 for Seabrook.
Johnny?
You're not playing Kimmo Timonen. He's put 7 minutes, just under seven.
Do you at 19.20?
Goofy Kyle Comiskey played 9 minutes.
Why is he goofy?
I don't know.
Because he hadn't played in the league most of the year. That's how thin they were on defense. They went to him.
So that's almost... like playing three defense now. And really two. I mean, the lion's share they're going to Duncan, if you were going to look and say, oh, that's a lot of time. I don't know, Johnny Oduya, 19-20. Okay, well, that's
maybe a lot for Johnny Oduya.
So it's basically 30-30, Seabrook and Keith.
Yeah.
2020.
10-10.
Yeah. It's 4D. It's what we saw in Calgary. And Anaheim's rolling six. Tell me who you like in a seven-game series.
Oh, and a big grinding.
Whew.
Well, on the other side of it is two. Chicago scores one goal. That's not enough for that team.
And it was what? Kane on the power play, right?
Yeah.
Like on a bit of a...
Got to be able to score to even strengthen
on
him.
A bit of a mucker.
Yeah. He's the only guy that's been really consistently
Although I did
for.
Think he was going to score with about 4 seconds left.
Yeah.
That's what
Kane How did Taves
do.
Get him the puck?
I don't know.
And how is he...
That's quite a fire drill at the end.
But they do that, right? Like, I was just like, I thought when Kane got it on his stick, I'm like, Taves just did it again. How did he get it to him? And he's missed. But
the Ducks are quietly putting together an impressive run. They did not lose a first-round game. They lost one in the second, and they've now just lost one in the third. The one in the second, as we recall, Flames had to do a lot to get that one win, tying it with
it
no time left.
There were one or two things that had to go correctly.
Yeah, and by one or two, Baker's does.
They haven't lost in regulation.
And then in round three, the one game that they've lost, it took Chicago six periods to beat them. They're two bounces away from being perfect through 2.5 rounds.
And they haven't lost in regulation. That's crazy this time of year. Not once.
What are we watching here? Are we forest
you know
for
you're
the trees?
You know what you're watching? You're watching the LA Kings 4 years ago.
Yep.
And they're that way?
Yeah.
Because the LA Kings were that way 4 years ago. And they've had to answer it, and they've, well, obviously they're good enough to do it. You always knew with Getzlaff and Perry, if they showed up and played, they were going to be good enough. And they've surrounded them with guys that, well, they, I mean, Silverberg and all those. I am as impressed with their fourth line as anything.
Nate Thompson's been awesome.
A guy that they added. And I think I was listening, I forget where I was listening, but they talked about how you look at this team and it doesn't feel like they've changed a lot, but you take Solani and Saku Koivu out and you put in Ryan Kessler. I hate to say it, but what a huge.
Remember a year ago, people were going to string Boudreau up for sitting Solani? Remember?
Well, you were.
Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
People. Some people.
Some people.
Some
I know.
People.
But all of a sudden, they look...
Isn't that where, you know, everyone looks good when you win?
Yeah.
But how many championship teams you look back on and you go, yeah, great first top end, but the fourth line impressed you. All the way back in the Devils when they won their first cup. Peluso, McKay, and Bill Guerin were the fourth line. Running around, just... Pounding on guys.
Where are you hauling this out of?
What? So he's prepared for
What's
the show.
What's going on with your memory banks?
Last day, I got a wow.
Rhett Warner's last day. It's a big day.
No. Retro goes out with a bang.
I see.
Who are they again? Now, McKay.
Billy Guerin.
Bill Guerin was a fourth liner?
Yes. And Peluso.
You're talking way back.
Maybe Holik was mixed in there, too.
Maybe what Lance Boma is Bill Guerin.
What about Jay Pandolfo? Was Jay Pandolfo?
He's the third line. Yeah,
much better.
Well, and when Anaheim won, it was that Sammy Paulson line,
but that was
right?
The third line. That's when you had the crash line in Detroit with Draper, Maltby, and McCarty.
But do you think...
Then you had Sammy Paulson, your boy...
Needsy.
Niedermeyer.
Special needs.
Yeah. And
the
that
Kings
was the thing.
4 years ago, Nolan and Dwight King and who...
Lewis, probably. Something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Those guys got to make an impact, and if they can chew up some minutes and do it in a good, you know.
Yeah. And which is their third and which is their fourth?
Yeah, this,
that's when it
there's
gets
no,
really good.
Well, one is grinding and big, and the other's a little more skilled, but ice time-wise, they're the same, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's not one line that sees 8 minutes a night. They're all getting more than that. Roll four.
Fan feedback line is open. Flames would be in the cup had we played Vancouver, Nashville, then Chicago.
Too bad. Or they might have been in the cup if they played Vancouver and Columbus.
Then Vancouver again.
Yeah, that works,
Not
too.
Sure how they play Nashville in the Pacific Final. That's creative.
Yeah, but, it would know, be.
That's
it
a good
would
text,
be.
Though. We'll keep that one.
Now, if we're really kind of putting it, because it's... Last I checked, it's 2-1 Ducks. I think the Hawks still have something to be said. I've talked to some people that they're cheering for the Ducks if only to be able to say that the Flames lost to the eventual cup winners.
Right. Does it matter? You lost. Do you need the solace of... Oh. So I should feel okay because we lost... I lost to Tampa Bay, Dallas, and Colorado.
You should, yeah. Almost like winning, really.
Yeah, really. I mean,
yeah. Hey, don't feel so bad. I know a lot of people rip you about that one. The teams you lost to won the cup.
They won. They went on to win.
Ray Bourque, yeah. Brett Hull.
Dummies.
Really? Uwe Krupp. You know, those types of players.
Triple OT.
Yeah, Brett Hull and Uwe Krupp. Are any of the Ducks good players, free agents for the Flames to sign this offseason? Well, the one guy who has been talked about a ton is Matt Beleski.
Here you go. If you're so interested in the Ducks.
What was that again?
All
right, go ahead.
I missed those.
If you're so interested in the Ducks, do what they do. Don't go and sign free agents.
Yeah. Find them when you're not having to pay them.
Yes.
Even Kessler's making $5 million.
That's a steal.
Traded for him.
Traded himself there.
He did.
Just another reason to love.
And as much as we don't like that guy, that is such a key addition for this club.
He's huge.
Yeah. Like, Jonathan Toews, as good as he is, isn't exactly putting up even strength points like crazy. No one is, in fact, on the Chicago team because they have two lines that can do everything.
The Flames would be in the Cup Final if we had better players.
See, that's a little closer.
I can get behind that.
No, they have very good players. But if they had more of them, the chances are they could be in a Cup Final.
So the other free agent they've got, we talked about Beleski, and he's going to get paid way too much money, and he's a good player, but it's July 1st, so you know, you're going to have to outbid people. Francois Beauchemin's a guy that's been awesome for them. Longer in the tooth, but not super old. Bring him back?
Do you think there's any chance he leaves?
At this point of his career, right?
He left once, came back. I just don't see any way where he leaves.
I'm guessing he made his big money, and I think he probably recognized it. Unless someone, and again, it would be stupid, offers him a boatload of dough to leave.
Yeah. I could go and do the Mike Commodore or the James Wisniewski and sign in Columbus. Or I could stay here where... Looks like we've got a good thing going. You should see my pool.
Yeah.
You should...
That's like, the ocean there. It's
unbelievable, not
a
the stuff we've done in the backyard.
Love Disneyland.
Yeah.
Turns 35 in June and is making $3.5 million. And this is where it's interesting because
And get hurt and be done in 3 years.
A cap team brings him back. But as we've mentioned, the Ducks have to be a little more shrewd. They're not at the cap. That Bobby Ryan gets traded away for kids. I wonder what they do with him.
They may not because of their depth and young depth. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that it's going to take a lot. I don't know that it's going to be a hard bargain. What's he making now?
Three and a half.
Is he going to make much more than 3.5 to stay?
Well, if Brooks Orpik is worth, what, 5.25? 5? Don't tell me he goes less than 5, right?
Brooks Orpik is younger than Francois.
Right, but Beauchemin plays a lot more. And they're different players. I'm not saying they're the same, but it's like this is their number one D-man.
The Flames would be in the final if they scored more goals.
They'd have to allow the same or fewer as well.
Yeah, allow fewer than you score at the right times. And that's accurate. They could be in the Cup Final.
Do you know what that is? That's Mike Babcock's coaching philosophy.
Is it really? Yeah. It's also a hot
Mike
take.
Mike Babcock's...
It's really a hot take. It's just after 7. We will we'll be back. It's a busy 7 o'clock hour. We've got Stephen Brunt. We've got Elliot Friedman, who was doing such a great job yesterday.
Yeah, the one-on-one.
When he's tap dancing there for so long on the air, it's like, okay, we're going to go to the ACC, and Elliot Friedman standing by for the what time's the 9 o'clock presser, guys? Oh, 9:18?
Pretty much.
So he was up there doing the soft shoe, trying to fill time, answer questions. He's our boy.
Mike Babcock.
Nobody better. We're live at someone's house for some reason. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.